Good afternoon. My name is Ayan Giri with the New York City Department of Health. And my talk this afternoon is about assessing immunization coverage among children attending licensed child care centers in New York City. New York City has a population of 8.3 million with an annual birth cohort of approximately 127,000. According to a 2008 report, there were approximately 240,000 children attending child care in New York City. And that accounts for 37% of all children less than 6 years of age. There are essentially two types of child centers that we assessed. We looked at home-based centers, and as you can imagine, these are centers located in the licensee's homes. There are 4,500 of these private centers across the city, with a total of 23,000 children enrolled. These centers are licensed to have a maximum of 16 children per site, and they are allowed to care for children aged 6 weeks to 12 years. The second group are the commercial centers. There are 1,600 of these private public centers across the city with a total of 101,000 children enrolled. And these include the Universal Pre-K programs and the Head Start programs. And the ages in these centers vary by the type of license that is issued to these licensees. New York City's Bureau of Child Care provides oversight, licensing, and registration. They conduct inspections for new and renewal permits. They also issue violations for noncompliance with regulations. New York City's Bureau of Immunization is responsible for monitoring compliance with state immunization law in child care settings. And we use two tools to do that. We have an annual mandated state survey, and we also conduct limited audits at these centers. New York City's Public Health Law 2164 defines immunization requirements for schools and child care programs. It requires age-appropriate immunizations for children in child care, including 4 DTaP, 3 polio, 1 MMR, 3 hepatitis B, 3 HIBs, 1 varicella, and 4 PCVs. The law also requires child care programs to submit an annual self-reported immunization coverage survey to the state. In the 2009 NIS coverage for 431331 series among children 19 to 35 months in New York City was 74.2%. Now, New York City has been exploring ways to improve coverage among preschool children. And in that effort, in 2010, New York City Bureau of Immunization conducted an assessment to assess geographic differences in coverage and to identify neighborhoods for targeted outreach. They used the New York City Department of Education data, and they assessed students entering kindergarten during the 2009-2010 school year. And they looked at their up-to-date, they looked at retrospectively determined their DTaP 4 coverage at 2 years of age. That analysis identified 10 zip codes with the highest number of children missing DTaP 4. That's shown in red in this map. 6 of those zip codes are located in the borough of Brooklyn, and 4 are located in the Bronx. Now, as a result of this analysis, the New York City Department of Health has been conducting outreach activities in 10 of these 10 targeted zip codes. Our goal was to assess immunization coverage of children attending licensed child care centers located in these 10 targeted zip codes to determine whether enhanced enforcement of state immunization requirements in child care settings can be used to improve immunization coverage among preschool children. So we obtained a list from the Bureau of Child Care for centers located in these 10 targeted zip codes. We excluded centers that did not respond to the New York State survey during the 2009-2010 school year. And we also excluded centers that had only one child enrolled. We visited the sites during the summer and fall of 2010, and we collected all immunization records on file. We entered the data manually into COCASA, and we searched the New York City's Immunization Information System, CIR, for any missing records or doses or for any invalid doses that we found. We used COCASA to calculate up-to-date status, and we only included valid doses for our analysis. We excluded PCV coverage because PCV is a relatively new requirement that only applies to children born on or after January 1st of 2008. So for our analysis, we wanted to look at evaluate age-appropriate up-to-date coverage at time of assessment because we wanted to see what the compliance was with Public Health 2164. We also wanted to look at coverage of children that were 19 to 35 months of age because that would give us some data to compare to our citywide NIS data. We also wanted to look at retrospective coverage for two vaccine series at specific age milestones because we wanted to look at the timeliness of vaccination. So we looked at 331331 for all children at 13 months of age for all those that were 13 months and older. And we looked at 431331 at 19, 24, and 35 months of age for children that were in those ages and older. So for our results, for the home-based centers, we identified a total of 613 sites. And as we said in our methodology, we excluded 216 sites that did not respond to the New York State survey. That left us with 397 sites that did respond. And out of those, we excluded children that had centers that had less than two children enrolled. We were left with 155 sites that had two or more children. After doing some follow-up, we excluded 35 centers because they had either moved or closed. And that left us with 120 sites in these 10 targeted zip codes. For the commercial centers, we identified a total of 99 sites. And after doing some follow-up, we excluded 5 sites because they had moved or were closed. That left us with 94 sites to visit in these 10 zip codes. So in summary, we visited a total of 214 centers in the targeted areas and identified 7,751 children less than 6 years of age. Out of the 120 home-based centers, we identified 956 children. That represents 12% of the total number of kids identified. And these home-based centers had an average of 8 children per site. Out of the 94 commercial centers, we identified 6,795 children. And that represents the overwhelming majority of the children. And there were an average of 92 children per site. When we looked at the age distribution of children assessed, the median age was 37 months, range from 2 months to 71 months. Now, we had hoped that we would find more children 19 to 35 months of age, since this is the age that we wanted to help citywide increase the coverage. But in fact, what we found was that an overwhelming majority, 79% of the children that we identified in these 10 zip codes, attending childcare with over 3 years and older. When we looked at the up-to-date status of children at time of assessment, 86% of the children had received age-appropriate immunizations. And of those that were not up-to-date and had been eligible to receive a vaccination on their last visit, 85% of them just needed just one dose to become up-to-date. We also looked at the up-to-date status at time of assessment by facility type. Children attending home child care centers had statistically lower up-to-date coverage than children that were attending commercial child care centers. In home-based child care centers, just 73% of the children were up-to-date for age-appropriate vaccines, compared to 87% in commercial child care facilities. Now, we also wanted to look at the up-to-date status of children 19 to 35 months of age. For this age group, 79% of those had completed the series for 431331. And that's, as you can see here in the pink, yes, it's relatively comparable to our 2009 NIS. And when we look at the coverage, single antigen coverage for this age group, we see that DTaP-4, as expected, is the vaccine that's bringing the overall coverage down. And lastly, we looked at timeliness of vaccination. And to do this, we did a retrospective up-to-date status at specific age milestones. So for all children that were 13 months and older, we looked at their status for 331331, and found that just 34% of the children were up to date for that series. At 19, 24, and 35 months, we looked at the 4-3-1-3-3-1 coverage. And as you can see, at 19 months of age, for those that were 19 months in age and older, just 51% of them had completed this series at 19 months. 64% had completed at 24 months, and 77% had completed at 35 months. So just quick summary of our findings. The majority of the children that we assessed were older, and again, as I said, we were expecting to find many more children that were younger. 14% of children assessed were not in compliance with immunization requirements at the time of assessment. And of these, the majority were just one dose away from being up to date. And as you just saw in the previous slide, there were delays in completing vaccine series. And as you saw, vaccine coverage increased at 24 to 35 months of age, which is when children appear to be entering childcare in these 10 zip codes. Because if you remember, back to our age distribution, the majority of the children that we identified were three years and older. And lastly, we found that coverage was statistically lower at children attending these home-based childcare centers. We had some challenges and limitations to our study, particularly in these home childcare centers. As you recall, there were 4,500 of these centers across the city. There are a lot of them, and they require more resources to do assessments. However, as you saw, there are a few number of children in these type of facilities. We had an issue of incomplete immunization records on site. As a result of that, we had to conduct CIR searches, and by that we mean that when we go to the site, you're not necessarily going to find complete records. And data was manually entered into COCASA, which, as you can imagine, was a very, very time-consuming effort. So for our conclusion, daycare immunization requirements are important to ensure children are up to date, and increased compliance activities are needed. We think that commercial centers, because they have most of the children attending them, will be the most efficient way for us to do these targeted activities. And of course, we have a remaining challenge of conducting assessments in these home-based centers where coverage is lower. So for our next steps, we would like to coordinate with the Bureau of Child Care to identify ways to better enforce immunization requirements in licensed child care centers. And we also would like to develop better monitoring tools to assess coverage. Specifically, we want to examine the role of the CIR, which is our immunization information system, for compliance activities. I'd like to thank everybody in our team and Bureau of Child Care. Thank you.